You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm David Lazarus, in for Lizzie O'Leary. In today's show, we've looked at all kinds of cycles. Cycles in tech, cycles in marketing, recycling, bicycling. We're ending the show today with one more cycle. Gary Shigehato Green grew up in Los Angeles. He worked for a pool maintenance business. Eventually, he became the owner, but it all fell apart. Gary soon found himself desperate to find work. He found himself homeless, and then he discovered a new job. And for the last 20 years, he's worked for himself, selling what others throw out, recyclable trash. Producer Jenny Ament caught up with Gary and his shopping cart at the Temple Street Recycling Facility in Los Angeles.
I found a whole turkey today, a frozen turkey. A whole frozen turkey. Basted?
Basted turkey.
Basted, yeah, thank you.
Where'd you find it?
I found it in a dumpster when I was recycling.
Why would somebody recycle a turkey?
I have no idea. I guess they had no use for it, and so they know that someone will find it.
People like you were going to come by and go through the recycling.
Exactly.
Tell me a little bit about you.
Well, it's getting more personal now. My name is Gary Shigehato Green. Believe it or not, 62 years young. And I recycle plastic cans and bottles every day.
You put a receipt in your pocket for...
Oh, this is a receipt from Temple Recycling Center. The first item is the cans. I have 2 pounds of cans, and it pays $1.59 per pound. Glass pays 10 cents a pound. So if you have 100 pounds, that's $10. I have 69 pounds. That comes out to $7. Plastic pays $1.16 per pound. At 7 pounds, so 7 times 116 comes $8.12. So you add that up, and it comes $18.48.
That's not so bad.
That's not bad at all. It's great. And you meet nice people, you know. Sometimes people give you things for free, give you recyclables for free. They see you, you know, working hard, trying to make a living, a legal living, you know, without stealing, without, you know, asking from anything. So, you know, every little bit helps.
Gary's feeling more optimistic about the future these days. He's hoping to get his own place and is looking to get out of the recycling business. He's now planning to become a gardener. In other words, he'll make things grow. And the cycle of life continues.